Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Chaf Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Amud Aleph, 11 lines from the top, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bekatan. So we said in the Mishnah that the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that a katan could be mighty others in Mikra Megillah. So it says the Gemara Amr Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya from a story, a personal story. Said Rabbi Yehuda about himself that katan ha'isi ukrisi ha'lamaylo merabit tarfon u'zakein and balod. I remember one time when I was a katan, I was mighty Reb Tarfon and the Zakenim in Lod. I read the Megillah for them and I was mighty them. So how could the Tanakhama, how could the Chachamim argue on me and say that a katan can't be mighty others? I have a personal story, a Maisa Rav, that I was mighty Reb Tarfon and the Zakenim in Lod. However, Amrulai, the Chachamim, said back to Rabbi Yehuda that Eim Avin Raya Min HaKatan, that you can't bring a Raya from something that you saw when you were younger. You can't, even though now you're a Gadol, since the time that you saw it, you were a katan, so you can't bring a Raya from such a story. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa a little bit of a different version of this conversation, that Amar Rebbe, it's Rebbe talking, and Rebbe said that Katan Ha'isi Ukrisiya Olamaylam Rebbe Yehuda. And I remember one time I was a Katan, and I was Maitzi Rebbe Yehuda in Mikra Megillah. Says the Gemara that Amrulai, the Chachamim, said to Rebbe, that Eim Mevin Raya Min HaMatir, that doesn't show us anything, because we know that the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda is that it's Mutter for a Katan to be Maitzi other, so you can't bring a Raya from Rebbe Yehuda. He's the one who was Matir, but he's a Das Yachid. Asked the Gemara, V'lei Mrulai Eim Mevin Raya Min HaKatan, why didn't they say to Rebbe that you can't bring a Raya from something that you saw when you were younger? Says the Gemara, Ein Hachanami Chada Va'oid Ka Amrulai. They were telling him two reasons. Chada, first of all, the obvious reason, the Katan Haya, because you were a katan, and you can't bring a raya from something that you saw when you were a katan. Va'oid, they were telling him another reason why you can't bring a raya here, is because afilu gadol ayisa, even if you would have been a gadol, and you would have saw someone else who was a katan being maitzi, Rabbi Yehuda, that wouldn't be a raya to anything. Eimevi and raya min amatir, you can't bring a raya from Rabbi Yehuda, he himself is the one who is matir this, but he's a dasi achit. Says the Mishnah in Kairin Esa Megillah, you can't read the Megillah. We're going to see all these things you can't do before Netzachama. So you can't read the Megillah before Netzachama. Vele Malin, you can't give Rismila. Vele Taivlin, you don't go to the Mikvah. Someone who's Tame doesn't go to the Mikvah before Netz. Vele Mazin, you can't do Hazah on the Shlishi Shvi. A person who's Tame Mace needs Hazah. That also has to be after Netz. Vechein Shemeris Yoim Keneged Yoim. A lady who sees Dam during her Yemei Ziva one time, she's a Shemeris Yoim Keneged Yoim. She does not go to the mikvah until Nates. Loi titpo, she can't go to the mikvah. All these things, they can't do their activities. Achetani tzachamo, until there's Netzachamo. Ukulan sha'asu, misha'alam with a shachar kasher. But lamaisa, oh, everyone's yaitse, everything's kasher if they did it from alais. Meaning alais is already halachically considered the day, just midrabanan, and they said to wait until Nates, because if you do things by alais, you might get things mixed up and end up doing it at night. So they said to wait until Nates, but b'di'eved, if a person did it, but after Amud HaShachar, he is going to be Yaitzeh. So ask the Gemara first, Amikra Megillah, Minolan, what's the Makar that has to be Dafka by day? So ask the Gemara, Damakra, because the Pasuk says, V'hayyam ma'ilan nizkarim v'nasem, that these days, referring to Purim, are to be nizkar v'nasem, are to be remembered. Remembered means with Mikra Megillah. So you see that Mikra Megillah is during the day, is Hayyamim. So ask the Gemara, B'yayimim, B'laylullah, it's Dafka by day, not by night. Ask the Gemara that you see from here, the Mikra Megillah, from our Mishnah, the Mikra Megillah is dafka by day and not by night. So, Leim Mityavi Tufted Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Dam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chayav Adam Likras Esa Megillah Belaila, Usha Naisa Bayoin. He said a person has to read the Megillah twice, once at night, once at day. Our Mishnah's Mashma only by day. Says the Gemara, Kikatani Adiyoin. No, really, Avada Laker Yeshua ben Levi, you read the Megillah twice. Our Mishnah, which says that it has to be by day, is referring to the day reading. But in Echanami, there's another reading at night. V'loy Malin, we said that you don't give Bris Mila before Nates. Says the Gemara, Dechsev, B'yoyim Hashmini Imo. It says Yoyim. V'loy Taivlin, V'loy Mazin, you don't go to the Mikvah or do Hazah before Nates Achamo. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, V'hiza Atar Alotame, B'yoyim Hashvi. It says the Hazah is during the day, so that's why you have to wait until Nates. And what about tefillah? Says the Gemara, V'iskash tefillah lahazaya. In the end of the Pasuk, Rashi brings there's a hekesh between tefillah and hazah, so that's how we know that tefillah also has to be after Nates. Then the Mishnah said, "V'chein shomeres yoyim k'neged yoyim loytitvul achatani tzachama v'chulu." We said that she also has to wait until Nates. The question is, it says, "Frak the Gemara pshita." L'chayr, it's obvious. Everyone whose tummy goes to the mikvah by day, so why should she be any different? Ma'ishna mishomeres yoyim k'neged ma'ishna shomeres yoyim k'neged yoyim mikol chayav etfilos that we said goes to the mikvah by day. Says the Gemara, "Itzrech." There's a chiddush over here by a shomeres yoyim. Salkatai dechamina to have you kiri'ia rishayna shalzav. I might think to make her like the ri'ia rishayna shalzav, that just like a ri'ia rishayna shalzav goes to the mikvah on the same day as the ri'ia, so too a zava katana, a lady who's a shomeres yoyim, she should be able to go to the mikvah right away. Now, how do we know by a zav that he goes to the mikvah right away? Uriah rishayna shalzav ishkas lebalkeri, because we compare him to a balkeri. Dechsev zoyz teres hazav asher teitzi menu shich vazera. So it compares. There's a hekesh between a zav who saw one time and a balkeri. Ma balkeri taivul biyoyim hanami taivul litvul biyoyme. So just like a balkeri goes to the mikvah by day, meaning the same day as his ria, so too a zav goes to the mikvah the same day as his ria, and therefore the Gemara is saying that there was a havaminam. Now the Shomeres Yoyim should also be able to go to the mikvah right away. Well, ask the Gemara, how does that make sense to even have such a havamina? V'habi amama loimatzi tavla. She for sure can't go that same day that she had the ri'ia. Zichziv, because the pasuk says, kol yemei zoiva kimishkav nidasa yiela, that she's like a nida on that day. That day is a tamei day. She can't count that as a clean day because she already had a ri'ia. Says the Gemara, yeah, in a chanami, she can't go by day, but melelya mihas li'avin miksashim or vititpo. I might think that at night at least, that same day, but the following, it's halachically the next day, at night she should be able to count a little bit of the night, mixes ayam kekulay, and now she could go to the mikvah already at night. Kamashmal and the Mishnah, then no, she goes to the mikvah by day. And the reason for that is because Kava Debai Sfira, since she needs to count one clean day, Sfira be a mamahi. Sfira counting days, Shavanikiyam, all the different days that you count in the Torah is dafka by day, and therefore her counting can't be at night. Her counting has to be by day, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that she goes by day. The chiddush is that she can't go at night. She doesn't have mixas ayam kekulu at night and goes to the mikvah at night. Rather, she has to wait until the following day.